The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Truly exceptional and has to be seen to be believed was how Mr Justice Brian Cregan described the behaviour of the mother and sister of imprisoned schoolteacher Enoch Burke in contempt of court proceedings against the pair. Martina and Amy Burke were both sentenced to 2 weeks each for their behaviour at a hearing last month, and Shane Phelan, legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent, is on the line. Good evening to you, Shane. I suppose bring us up to speed with the twists and turns that have occurred today about all of this.
Yeah, so the reason we were in court today was because of events that happened in the High Court on February 20th. There was a hearing on that date where there was considerable disruption caused by members of the Burke family, Enoch Burke, his brother Isaac, mother Martina and sister Ami. And following on from that, Justice Brian Cregan decided to invoke the court's inherent jurisdiction to bring contempt proceedings against two of those people, Martina Burke, Enoch Burke's mother, and Ami Burke, his sister. There was a hearing last week at which they were given the opportunity to put forward defences of their behaviour and argue as to why they shouldn't be punished for contempt. And then today we had the ruling on that, where the judge found that both of these women were in contempt, and he made a series of very, very interesting comments at that hearing, which neither woman was actually there to hear because they didn't show up.
Now, he did say they were supposed to have been there today, didn't he?
Yeah, he said they should have been there because they knew well that judgment was coming. Isaac Burke, a member of the family, told the judge that both women were at their place of work, which we assume is the Burke grind school in Castlebar, but we're none the wiser as to precisely where they were. And the judge, in his ruling, he said it was long past time for the court to call a halt to what he described as this family circus. Now, people who read reports, you know, about the Burkes and that, you know, in the newspapers, the reportage, it can be quite hard to capture the essence of what's going on. And this is something that the judge kind of alighted on in his judgment. He said that a recording or transcript of the proceedings could not capture the atmosphere caused in the courtroom by their intense and venomous interruptions. He said that they were involved in gross disruption of court proceedings, which was an affront to the administration of justice. They caused chaos in his courtroom. Such was the level of shouting and roaring directed at the court that he simply could not be heard above their shouting. And he said it was so hard for people to hear, he actually ordered their attachment on that day, but which is essentially their arrest for the purpose of contempt proceedings. But such was the noise in court that the guards, and there was lots of guards there, the guards, they couldn't hear him say
okay.
that.
And
hence we are where we are today.
Do we know
where we are, yeah.
if anything has happened subsequently, Shane? Do we know if the two members of the Burke family from today, the two women, if they've been arrested, or do we know anything about that yet?
Yeah, no, we have no update on that yet. Suffice to say, the order that the judge has made has to be perfected. Sometimes there's a little bit of a time lag, so it's not as simple as the judge saying, go out and arrest these people. There has to be a process in the court where, you know, the order is perfected, then it has to be transmitted officially to An Garda Síochána. It has to then go to the correct Garda station, and then they have to make their own operational judgment on when to give effect to the court's order. You'll recall in the past, Ciara, that on one occasion when Enoch Burke, when there was a warrant for his arrest or an order for his arrest, it actually took the guards some time. I think it took about a week before they actually located him. So we'll just have to wait and see how this one transpires.
And do we know, Shane, do these women have an opportunity to object or to postpone this in any way, or is this a fait accompli that they will be going and serving 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's a fait accompli. I mean, they had their opportunity last week. You know, they came to court and they basically tried to justify their behaviour. The judge said, for example, that Ami Burke had been unapologetic and defiant about her behaviour. Something he said was disgraceful and indefensible, coming particularly given that she is a trained solicitor and should know how people should conduct themselves in court.
He did refer this case also to the Law Society, so it can consider opening a disciplinary investigation on herself.
That's correct. He said he's going to refer certain papers to them, so it'll be up to them. They have committees that deal with these sort of things. He also is proposing another order, which I have never come across, and I've been covering courts for many, many years, an order which would effectively stop Martina Ami Burke and Isaac Burke from physically being in the courtroom when Enoch Burke's litigation is ongoing. He's saying the only way that they would be able to attend under this order would be online, and that they would be able to watch and listen online, but not to intervene. And what the court has done on a number of occasions is basically mute interruptions. So, that's an extraordinary turn. I've never really seen that before. Okay. He's said he's minded to make that order. He's given them 3 weeks within which they can object.
This would all appear to be unprecedented, though. Enoch Burke, of course, made an appearance today as well.
Yeah, so he appeared from his prison cell in Castlereagh, where he's been since Sunday. That's another issue in the case. He's objecting to being moved from Mountjoy to Castlereagh. So we'll hear a little bit more about that last week. And there was, I suppose, plenty of comments about, why Enoch Burke was in prison. The judge again taking issue with Enoch Burke's characterization of things, that he's claiming he's in jail for his religious beliefs and his opposition to transgenderism. And one very, very interesting point that the judge made, and this was in relation to Martina Burke. He said that if Martina Burke wanted to free her son, she could do so herself. He said he had no doubt that she could persuade her son to change the disastrous course of action that he has embarked upon. He said he tried to argue this point with Martina Burke, but there was simply no reasoning with her or any member of the Burke family that he had encountered in court. He said they were impervious to reason, that theirs was a faith-driven ideology which refuses to accept the rule of law. And he says, so be it. The rule of law applies to them, whether they accept it or not.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that. That is Shane Phelan, their legal affairs editor with the Irish Independent.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.